Torah, Rabbi. We're holding in the Chayvus Alavavus, Sharavus Hashem, Perek Hay. And the Chayvus Alavavus says, now the question is, the Sheila is, Eiza Dvar Ma'abdim Es Avel Elakim. What things will destroy a person's love for Hashem? What makes a person lose it? How can a person lose his love for Hashem? That is the question. He said, I'll give you an answer. And the answer is, one of them is, a person doesn't prepare himself out of Hashem. He said, I explained to you in the third chapter, various actions and attitudes which bring a person to Avod Hashem. If you remember, he said, to be humble. To humble yourself before people who are Yirei Elokim. A person who's arrogant in the presence of Yirei Elokim, he thinks he's better than them, looks down at them because he's maybe richer than them or smarter, doesn't have Avod Hashem. He should love those people because they love Hashem more than him. He gave various examples. Cheshbon HaNefesh, where that brings a person to Avod Hashem. So a person doesn't go through chapter 3, studying the words of Nevi'im, the words of the Bali Musar, V'yim Ezbainan in Nevroyim, to look at the creation. We had a whole list of things the person should do to bring us to Avod Hashem. We forget it too quickly unless we review them. And Precious from Tanuya Elam Hazet and Tavoysav. So the first thing that makes a person lose Avod Hashem is if you don't even prepare yourself towards Avod Hashem, you're not going to get it. If you never got it, you're certainly going to lose it because you never had it. That's the first thing. But he says even if a person would go through chapter 3 and prepare himself Avod Hashem, you can still lose it. And he says one of the things that makes you lose it is, again, if you hate somebody who loves Hashem, if you hate those who you know clearly are close to Hashem, but you don't like them for whatever reason it is, and you allow the Yetzirah to get you into machlokes with these wonderful people, or you want to look down at them as a defense mechanism against your own laziness and your own lifestyle, which is not so proper, so therefore you hate those who love Hashem and call them fanatics, chnyaks, shagoyim, gurus, chveiswas. So if you hate those who love Hashem, and you love those who Hashem hates, if you love those who Hashem hates, and you honor those people, you know Hashem hates them, but for your purposes, you love those people, thank you very much, you love those people who Hashem clearly hates, so that is going to take you away from Avas Hashem. And he continues, he says, now I'll tell you, some signs to recognize in the of Hashem. How can you recognize a real lover of Hashem? One of the things is, a person who loves Hashem is a person who is Ozev, Kolinyani, Hamoisris, Hamatrid, Naisim, Evoides, Abaris, Barach. You see a person who abandons all the extra things, all the luxuries, and the extras, the non-necessities, which only dray a person a cup, and get the head preoccupied, that we don't have time to Avod Hashem. How do I have time to Avod Hashem? I'm remodeling my house. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm building my pool this year. The Chavrish can't say, I have no time to come to this year. I have to shop around for my new car. And it's a new lease, and the time I have to check it out. I'm not sure, a Volvo, a Saab. Maybe my friends told me, this is a good car this year, the Acura. I've got to check. I have Chavrish can't say. So a person says, you know what, just get a car, finish this. I make a little ishtadlus, okay, I can't get stama lemon, but I'm not going to go meshug over this new car I'm getting. Okay, yeah, I heard it's good. I'll either get the car. Okay, fine, finished. A person who is oizev meisres, whom I treat nice of others, Hashem. Oh boy, I'll tell you, I used to take my sons to Bancroft, Hashem of Allah, all my boys to Bancroft. I tell you, it was absolutely, I don't want to say the word disgusting, watch yeshiva bachim, hours to get the right hat. It's unbelievable. I could go through 5 hats for my own kids. There's still some guy there. I'm not going to say a chazis, but a brisker, a mirror. A guy with grace, a dick of payas, you know, he's And he's driving the salesman crazy. Maybe the rib is a little bigger. Maybe with the trim on the end. Maybe not with the trim on the end. Maybe a 3.5 inch brim. Maybe a 3. And it has to be just right. No, this off center. It's not on kilter. You know, maybe the pitch is not right. Now, get me a different hat. I'm sugar hours. And there's a pair of shoes, M&M shoe. You know, I'm like, give me a pair of shoes. I'll let it. Good Echo shoes. Very good shoes. Mamash is there. Fine. Little air over here. Mamash, I'm very tzufriedem. I came with the, also came, I gave some of my boys a little treat. We'll get them free shoes too. My Nebuchadnezzar Kailal guys. So the time is hooking me to get pairs of shoes for my sons and everybody. This bacher, big boy, he's 21, 22. He has a pile of shoes. Mom, literally a pile of shoes. Literally a stack of, Vifl Shine gave him a pair of shoes. Has to be comfortable. Has to be sturdy. So I feel ligging in the shoe business. So one of the Simon of Avayi Hashem says, "Chamashin Tzayit, I have to go back to my Gemara, I have to go back to my Tilim, I have to go back to the Yeshiva. Chamashin Tzayit, I can't. I'm Oizev and Yoni Meisters of Avayi Hashem. Avayi Shteitzach, a person whose head is in Avayi Hashem, has no time to visit all the concessions at Disney World during Chol HaMoed or running around spending time in some other Shtusavata place." Okay, you take your kids to some place. You got to have your little children. If you're little children, you have to go to the zoo. Little children, you go to the zoo, but town of gardens. Oh, but sukkahs is sukkahs. A person has his head shas, and he has time to go to all the exhibits and all these music parks for 4 days straight. Very vital, Avos Hashem. It just can't be. It just can't be. The Seis is Avos Hashem. You have so much time to waste on Shtus and Hevel in Disney World and some other place. Days? It just doesn't go together. So the sign of Hashem is that he minimizes to the bare minimum all the things that distract from Avos Hashem, and he's mainly a orangutan in a Torah and mitzvahs navoida. And not only that, you can see in his face, you're a Shemayim. I guarantee you, nobody who was in Disney World is Chol HaMoed. It's a klala, it's a curse that affected God from Flatbush. Hundreds and hundreds of Yidden made an aliyah regal to Disney World. Hundreds of Yidden. Not modern Orthodox or selective Orthodox. Charedim, yeshivish, greasy, with black hats, with the tzitzis out, in Disney World. There's no Yerushalmim in their face, guarantee you. No. A person, you can see the Yerushalmim in his eyes, in his face. It's Yemah from the Rabbanu Shalom. Yemah from the Rabbanu Shalom. The gate as our preachers with the goyim, the preachers of it, but to have the same hasaga of what's fun is like a goy, his the shiksa, the taliana shiksa, who serves my mother in the old age home. She's telling me yesterday. I told you I got my whole hasaga goyish cultures from the shiksas I meet over there in the old age home. She's telling me, oh, I can't wait to take my grandchildren with a big talim. I can't wait to take my grandchildren next week to Disney World. She's a waitress after all. I'm saving my money so I can take my grandchildren to Disney World. That's her hasaga, the shiksa of the talim. This is her hasaga, what she wants to do with her grandchildren. This is a goyish hasaga. But from a yidden with the lulav and the strigim, that's unbelievable. With the lulav and estrik, and with the portable sukkahs, I'll get in a Disney World for 4 days yomtiv. The same the shiksa with the tzelim, the same asaga. What good times are? The sinishke yirshamayev upon them. That's unbelievable. That means the inside's empty, because you spend so much time with goy. We're rotten on the inside. It's rotten, mamish. It's felt that it's a big vacuum on the inside. A big vacuum. The whole thing on the outside didn't realize it. Never, they don't realize how empty they are. They really mean it sincerely, that they're over there, Hashem. That's Yomi's over there, and the Minyanim non-stop in Epcot. It's empty, there's no Yerushalayim on their face, there's no Eimah, there's nothing on the inside. But Shteitin Pasad, the whole reason Hashem gave us the Torah and Har Sinai, Shteitin Yisroi, Shemais Chav Pasad Chav, Ubavorti, Yerose Al Peneichem. I give you the Torah, you have Yerushalayim on your face. Lebilti Techto, so you shouldn't sin. So you're only Zayim Yagoy. You didn't have to be where the goyim go. You didn't have to be everything's the goyim go, you didn't have to go. It's unbelievable. As long as it's not kosher food concession, I have my portable sukkah, and the pop-up sukkah is not good enough, these from people. Because the pop-up sukkah doesn't stand by Ruch Mitzuya. It might not be so kosher. So you have to take a sturdier one, which has the glatt kosher mahadran straps around it. If you have the glatt kosher mahadran straps, then it's Oymid Ruch Mitzuya. They're not Oymid Ruch Mitzuya. They're Oymid Ruch Mitzuya. They're not Oymid Ruch Mitzuya. The Ruach HaShtus has knocked them over, these guys. But the sukkah, the pop-up is not kosher enough for me because it shakes in the wind. It's not sturdy enough. They're not sturdy. That's what the problem is. The sukkah davs ain't sturdy, but not me. Me, I can blow in the wind. Life noch Mickey and Minnie. Unbelievable. I'm still shy. I'm still shaking from this. And there's two oifanim, he says, of Yiras Hashem. The first oifan is, the person is just afraid of Yisur. The first, Yiras Hashem. So Ava and Yir go hand in hand, says the Chavos of Ava. So you can't have Ava without Yiras Hashem. Baloney, I love God. I have no Yir Shemayim. I love God. I love Shabbos, Rabbi. Just not the restrictions. I love the Shabbos, because after all, Chalent is Gishmak. And the Kiddush is Gishmak. I like sleeping on Shabbos. I love the rabbi speeches. Those are Gevaltig for Shteitzach. So I like all the positives of Shabbos. Right? I like all the positives of Shabbos. But rather the restrictions, I don't like the restrictions. But I'm a Sabbath observant Jew. I mean, I love Sabbath. No, first you have to have Yir Shemayim. And Yir Shemayim, he says, one Yir Shemayim is I'm afraid I shouldn't get punished. And I don't want to get tested by God. Now this person, who's only afraid of punishments and suffering and poverty, he's not really afraid of God. He's afraid of the consequences. He's afraid of punishments. So, a Zaman person, to the rabbi said, this is not the Yir Shemayim we're looking for. So a person can have Yir Shemayim, and they only eat the sukkah and sukkahs. And they'll make sure they convey it in the Torah. Because otherwise they're afraid to lose the parnasa. I don't want to lose my parnasa. I don't want to eat a treif. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to have mincha over there. I'm going to find a mincha. You know why? I don't want to lose my. I think God's rewarding me for my goodness and my piety. Zokti Chayvus Avavus. This era is the era of Altiu Kavodim Hamisham Shemes Arav Amanaz the Kava Pras. This is the year that we are warned against. And Pirkei Avos, do not be like servants who serve the master just to get a pras, get a reward, or to save themselves from a punishment. Don't do that. That's totally corrupting what a service of Hashem is all about. The Echad Chassidim Omar, once a Chassid said, the great Chassid once said, a Chavis Lavavitik a Chassid, Anim is Bayesh Melehim, She'ebed Ois Mitach Tikful Ischaroi, Oi Pachad Mionshoi. Is I'm embarrassed, I'm embarrassed before God that I should serve Him out of a desire for reward or fear of a punishment. I'm embarrassed to do that. So I should be like that Eved Rak, because that would make me like that lousy servant, that really unloyal servant, who only does the will of his master because he's afraid of getting whipped, or he's looking forward to get a salary on Friday, he's getting for his paycheck. Otherwise he wouldn't do it. I want to serve the Rabbanu Shalom because Hashem deserves it. I serve because he deserves. I serve, he deserves. The Rabbanu Shalom is deserving, therefore I am a servant. Because he's royal cop. They make up this little ditty. That's what Chavos Lavavos says. I am a servant because God is deserving of it. Do you ever see a person you love, someone you really respect, someone, you see a holy person, you see a tzaddik, you go, mamash, a big Rosh Yeshiva, and you jump, you see Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum, you jump to open the door for him, you jump, Rabbi, can I take you on the ride, can I eat an errand or something? Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum is a shtick tire, is a walking, talking, lebedik, a safer tire. Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum, you'd want to do anything for him. If he says that I need a ride to Montreal, you jump in the car, in 6 hours, you take it to Montreal. Yeah, Rabbi, I'll take it, whatever you want. A person you see is you just admire this person. The person is a shtick emes, a shtick tire, a shtick kedusha. You see Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum, you want to do anything for a Zaman Yid. You see Rabbi Yashu Shlita. Anything he says, you do. Because it would be the biggest privilege. He deserves it. This man is a holy person. He's a unique person. When you see someone who's absolutely unique, you do anything for them. You do anything for them. You do anything for them. I would be tempted to go over to the square Rebbe and say, Rebbe, if you want, I would stretch myself out on the floor of a year and you can dance all over me. If that's what it takes to dance in Mustara, it would be my biggest covet that I just stretch myself flat out on the earth over here and you should dance for 6 hours on top of me. It would be the biggest covet, Shaykh. Biggest covet, Shaykh. It would be the biggest privilege for me. If that would make it easier for you to dance because I'll be the rug under your feet, I'll do that too. I'd be glad. It would be my biggest chus to do that. So the words we assert their bunch, and we should have that hasag of their bunch. Wow, I can dive into their bunch. Now I have this chus of putting on his tefillin. I have this chus of doing his mitzvahs. I have this chus of diving to the bunch. Now, wow, I can talk to Hashem. It's unbelievable. Imagine if President Bush called up right now on the cell phone and said, Jonathan Jarosho, I want to talk to you. I need some advice from you. I want to hear from you. I haven't heard from you there, Jonathan. And you would stop everything. I don't know, in the middle of Shia, I'm sure you wouldn't do that. He said, "President, I'm doing it right for you, Shir. I really can't interrupt right now." But after the Shir, you would run. He said, "I'll call you back. Give me your number, please, Prez. What's how's it go? 1600 Pennsylvania. Get the private number, Jonathan." And then you'd call President Bush. And you drop everything else. You would drop everything to speak to the President. It's a privilege to speak to the President. It's a President. So the Chavis Levavis, Yerushalayim is, you have a sense of awareness that Hashem is worthy. And that's really Yerushalayim because of Kavoidai, and we have to work on that, says the Chavos of Avos. If we're still serving Hashem, we have to think, why am I serving Hashem to this day? We're 40, 50, 60 years old. Why in the world did I come to Davin today? I'm coming to Davin because I'm embarrassed not to come to Davin, is number one. Number two, if I don't come to Davin, Hashem is going to punish me. I better Davin today. I got a bench. My bench, because I really want to thank Hashem for the food. I'm really, 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 really grateful to the Rabbanu Shlom. The rabbi said, if you bench, it's a school of pranasa. So I'm benching because the Sefer Chinuch, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. If you bench, it's a school of pranasa. So Al Abodnai says, why should I work so hard all week? I'll just bench 3 times a day. And I wash. So I should have pranasa. That's why you're benching, Alan. If that's why you're benching, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. I made a bracha before. So he says the way you serve the Rabbanu Shlom out of love is out of fear. Love and fear go hand in hand. The fear doesn't mean fear. Fear means awe. Fear means reverence. I'm amazed by the Rabbanu Shlom. I have such respect for the Rabbanu Shlom, so to speak. Hashem is so amazing. I have to think about what Hashem is. It's really very hard. When you start thinking about Hashem, it's not mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling. We still don't have a sugya of who Hashem is. Actually, I think sometimes we're afraid to even think about God because it's so awesome, the thought who Hashem really... I mean, what is Hashem that we were afraid Mamish maybe will bring us to Kfira? Because Hashem is so amazing, is so beyond our comprehension, so I'm afraid that if I even start to think I comprehend, it'll be a contradiction. I won't comprehend the Rabbanu Shlom, and I'll be bothered. How could there be such a thing like the Rabbanu Shlom? It's too amazing to be the Rabbanu Shlom. But don't worry, not a problem. We're supposed to think about Raimus Hashem, yeah? Whatever the Torah tells us, we're supposed to think for a second. We just read Gracious Bar Lakim. So Shemayim is there's a creator who's beyond my comprehension, but he, with his words, said, "Let there be light, let there be darkness, let there be earth, let there be water, let there be clouds, let there be a sun." And I'm amazed. It's such a big Rabbanu Shlom who runs the whole world. I don't understand. I don't have to understand him entirely. I don't have to comprehend. It's impossible to comprehend. I know one thing. He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of my very breath at the second. I owe my very breath this second to him. I owe every molecule and cell in my body is functioning because Hashem is saying that platelet number 1,377,966,422,376,422, that platelet that happens to be someplace between my, in this artery over here that's traveling, it's halfway up my body, that platelet Hashem has it exactly in the place where it belongs at any particular second is there because Hashem tells it to be there. Together with all the other endless platelets and cells and everything in my body, every gene on every single strand of my chromosomes is there exactly this second functioning in that way because Hashem says, let there be genes, let there be that 1 billionth gene on this person's chromosome situation with the Dichvei's DNA. It's all from the Rabbanu Shlom. When I think of how amazing the Rabbanu Shlom is, I say, wow, and you still care about me, Rabbanu Shlom? I'm overwhelmed, Rabbanu Shlom. I want to serve you, Rabbanu Shlom. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to pray. How great! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Avdei Hashem! How great is the Rabbanu Shalaylam? Mi Mizra Shemesh Avnevayay Mehulal Shem Adonai. Ah, Rabbanu Shalom. So wow, Mi Mizra. Just the thought of the sun going in the sky today, the moon, the earth, everything is going. I want to shame. I want to praise you. What is chus to praise you? So he says. He says, you can't get to this madrega of Ava. You must have a tshuka. He says, you have to have mishtaikik. You have to yearn. You have to yearn for the Rabbanu. I want to get closer to Rabbanu. I don't comprehend you. I'll never comprehend you, Rabbanu. But I want to comprehend you a little bit more. I want to understand the system better. I want to see how I fit in. I want to see our relationship a little better. I have to learn more Torah. I have to get closer to Rabbanu Shlom. I can know more. Whatever I know is a nothing, is a speck, as a crumb, as a tiniest speck, but I can know more. Lefi darki, lefi erki. I want to know more about Rabbanu Shlom. And once you come to this madrega, that you're only in awe of the Rabbi Shlomo. This is one of the most famous quotations of Rabbi Sai. We have a Rosh Chodesh gift for all of us here today. One of the most famous quotations in the Gans Chayvus of Abbas. Another quotation from the Chassid. He says a person who fears Hashem, you know you'll know you fear Hashem? When you have no fear from anybody else or anything else. If you're still afraid of people, and you're afraid to call up that customer of yours, Mr. Jarosh, you're afraid to call that client, because he might still have the phone down, you're afraid of somebody, you don't fear Hashem. If you feared Hashem, you would worry about nobody. You wouldn't even be afraid of your wife. That's really pushing it. You wouldn't be afraid of anybody. So he says there was once a chassid echad who went in the midbar and he found another chassid sleeping in the middle of the desert. Wild desert. And he says the chassid, the traveler, sees the chassid sleeping, the hermit chassid in the middle of the desert sleeping. He says, how can you sleep over here? Aren't you afraid of all the wild animals? It's a wild, crazy, this is a jungle. It's right on the edge of the jungle here. There's lions and tigers and hyenas and coyotes and scorpions and snakes and who knows what. And you're in the middle of nowhere, no fire, no protection whatsoever. Aren't you afraid? And the chassid, the hermit, answered, Ani mizbayesh me'elohim she'yira oisi mefached mimishu chutz mimenu. The olden version, the earlier Hebrew, the archaic Hebrew, it goes, Ani boish me'elohim she'yireini yorei zulos. I like the old way better. When it comes to the quotations of Hasidim, the Hebrew doesn't, not so pithy and terse and geschmack. The old Hebrew was, Ani boish me'elohim, I'm ashamed of God, she'yireini yorei zulos. You can remember it that way. Six words. Ani boish me'elohim, she'yireini yorei mizuloso. I'm ashamed of God that he should see me fearing somebody other than him. I'd be embarrassed. So, we're embarrassed, you know. You go to Dr. Lampert if you want a good dentist, you know. But maybe you want to have a second opinion. So you go to a different dentist. You can think maybe Dr. Lampert doesn't know everything. You'll be embarrassed to tell Dr. Lampert you went for a second opinion. Because you'll have Dr. Lampert, he's embarrassed you. He's supposed to be a good doctor. And you respect this doctor, and you went ahead and you asked a different doctor. Every time you go for a second opinion, you're embarrassed to tell the first doctor. You're embarrassed. Because it's like it's taken away from the covenant of this doctor, that you think there's another doctor besides him. No? So too, by that's just a little say a mazleg with the Rabbi Shlomo. Said the chazan, I'm embarrassed to the Rabbi Shlomo that he should see that I have respect and fear for something else but him. I should fear lions? This is the Rabbi Shlomo. He's watching over me. I should be afraid of lions in the presence of Hashem. If I think Hashem is sleeping, well, I think Hashem is not in the desert. Hashem is someplace 3,000 miles away attending a bris, going to bar mitzvah, I'm alone in the desert, so I have the right to be afraid. But Hashem is right on top of me. And I'm embarrassed to say that I fear something other than the Rabbi Shlomo. How can I fear in the presence of Hashem anything other than the Rabbi Shlomo? It's not shayach to fear anything other than the Rabbi Shlomo in the presence. So again, Ani boish me'elohim she'yireini yorei mizulosai. I'm embarrassed from God. You should see me be afraid of anybody other than him. So you come to shul, and some guy wants to engage you in conversation during davening, and you do it because you're intimidated by him. He doesn't know anything, but he's a bulvan. He's the kind of guy, you don't want to start up with this guy. He's a big bulvan. So he talks to you, you got to respond. You don't know why, really. Something in your inner psychological makeup, he might remind you of your bulvan. Maybe a Bavan parent or somebody or a grandfather or a Rebbe who over intimidated you or a kid, so you're still intimidated now by the Bavan and Shul. And when he comes to tell you Lashon Hara during davening, for some reason you can't say no to him, you have to be nice to him and listen to him. How can it be? If you're really in Shul and you're afraid of the Rebbe Shlomo and you're in awe of the Rebbe Shlomo, how can you be in awe of this Bavan with his Azaz Panim and all? Shock! Leave me alone! Arise! Get out of here! Come on, talk and leave the shul. Come on, say it out loud to him. Give it to him. What are you afraid of? The presence of the Rebbe Shlomo, you're afraid of anybody other than the Rebbe Shlomo? Especially if this guy is spitting on Hashem's face by talking in the middle of davening and the vaz of the cover of the shul and Lashon Hara Nachzuritzu and Litzanas Nachzuritzu. So if we really had Yir Shemayim, we would have no respect for all these people that have no Yir Shemayim, and we just flick them away. Flick him away, but we have to feel we're in the presence of Hashem, so we can be in front of the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh is open, and the Sifrei Torah are right there, and the Chazal write Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. screaming Echad, and this guy is whispering here Lashon Hara while he's speaking Echad. It's a ceremony. A ceremonia, it's a ritual. Echad, okay, no. Kadosh v'noira, Shema. The Chaz is saying Kadosh v'noira, Shema. Hashem is noira, Hashem is awesome. And the guy in the back is kibitzing around. So it's just a ceremony. You have no asag in the inner content of the words, what they mean. There's a garnished. So the chassid in the middle of the desert, not in shul, the chassid in the desert says to the traveling chassid, what? You're asking me why I am not afraid of the lions and the tigers and the scorpions? I'm embarrassed to be ashamed of anything, that Shem should see me be embarrassed of any, afraid of anything in his presence. We should close our eyes now for 5 minutes, just meditate to what we just heard. If you want this to sink in, you should write it down at least. I see, I know papers over here. Everyone's just sitting here. You should write down. Ani boish melehim. I have to write this down. So when I daven mincha, maybe when I daven mincha, I'll think about this the whole day. Ani boish me'elokim. She'yir'eini yorei mizulasa. She'yir'eini should see me. Yarei, afraid of anything zulasa other than him. After my 6 words, I should chaz, instead of listening to the baseball news at the 8, on the 15, on 8:80, I'll say this over a few times. I'll listen to one last weather report today. Ani bosh melokim sheyirani yarei mizulasa sheyirani yarei mizulasa. Okay. Maybe this thing is Shain Sait. I'm old enough to have Liyah Shemayah. Shain Sait, I'm old enough to have Liyah Shemayah. Where is my, if I, not now, Amosai. So the first simon of Yirei Shemayim says, the Chavis Levavis, the person who loves Hashem is the person who fears Hashem. Love is a product of the fear. The fear is awe. I'm in awe of the Rabban Shalom. I'm overwhelmed by the Rabban Shalom. I see Hashem's total control over my life. Hashem is totally in control. Hashem is totally in control of my life. That's why I love him. That's the first siman. Another siman is that, now this is, another siman is, says the Chavos Levavos, is that when you feel, when you know, that makes no difference to me whether people praise me or they disgrace me. When it doesn't make a difference whether they criticize me and knock me or they praise me, it's all the same because I don't care what people think anyway. We're not talking about good people. You know, someone I know that is not warranted. So, if it doesn't make a difference to me, when I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, They're saying, we got to daven quicker. You know, this is too slow. You got to go quicker. We have to fast. I know the right thing is to daven like a mensch. I think, yeah, you're not insensitive, you don't care, you don't listen, you don't know, it's not democracy over here. So, if it doesn't make a difference to me whatsoever, what people say to me, whether they praise me or they curse me and disgrace me for doing Avodas Hashem, so then I know right away I only care about their Ribbono Shel Olam. And when it comes to God's will, the will of human beings means nothing to me, then I know I'm getting close to Avodas Hashem, to Avodas Hashem as well. And of course, he says, another great sign is that the thing I'm talking about all the time is Hashem. What am I talking about all the time? What do I talk to people all the time? What am I talking about? Our conversation all day should be how good Hashem. Hashem is so good to me. Did this to me. Hashem did that to me. Hashem is so good. If I'm talking all day about myself, I'm so smart. And I just finished this. And I just accomplished that. I just finished this book. I wrote this book. I just made this great deal. I just made this money. I just invested in a bank. I'm so smart. I got a bank investment. I made a lot of money on this bank. And I went. And the stock market went low. I bought it low. I sold high. It's my best year in the stock market this year. I'm doing great over here. And Gavaldi, I got a raise out of my boss. I did this. I got this good deal. I bought some good real estate. I'm so smart. I did this. I just published this. I did that. I'm so great. So if we're talking about ourselves all the time, Znish Davos Hashem. Zod the Chavos of the great Simon of Avos Hashem. I'm always talking about the Rabbeinu Shlom. How great the Rabbi Shalom, the Chassadim Hashem did for me, the Chassadim Hashem did for him. And you know what happened to that person? You hear this miracle that happened. There was Mamash Anais, there was Hashgach Pratis. You hear Hashgach Pratis over here, Hashgach Pratis over there. It's Gavaltik. And we're talking about the Rabbi Shalom all the time. And if nothing interesting happened today, say over a stickle, tell you what happened 100 years ago, 500 years ago. You say over a Maisa from the Heilig Yid, say over a Maisa from 500 years ago. When you hear a good Maisa, I'll tell you a good Maisa. So the kids, you want to hear a good maisa? I'll tell you a good maisa. See? I'll tell you a good maisa. I was sitting here the other night. There are some fringe benefits to this job. And one of the men, Mishulachim, who comes collecting, so he always goes, Rabbi, before you give me a shul tonight, I say, look, I love you very dearly. I don't know, I probably, but you know, just send me in the mail the envelope. I'll mail it back to you. I always mail it back to you every year. Of course, no one trusts me. So, you know, I always mail him back. He has to come to shul. No, Mincha's over, Meyer's over, and he's waiting for me. First, I don't have a checkbook. I told him I don't carry a checkbook on me. You have to give me an envelope anyway. And meanwhile, there's 10 people in line want to talk to me. Well, this person, that person, that person. It's 20. I tell the guy, just eat the envelope. It's, don't waste your time. Your time is precious. Mama, she waits a half an hour. Everyone leaves. I want to tell the rabbi a story. I want to tell you a story. It happened to be this particular Mishul, the final guy. It happened to be, I know him for many, 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 many years. I know I wasted half an hour, but I want to tell you a story. And he's not going to have any more because of the story. But he wants to tell me a story. He just heard the story. He wants to share with me. Right, what's the story? The story is about the Yismach Moshe, the Heilige Yismach Moshe, the beginning of the Satmar Sigat dynasty, Moshe Teitelbaum, Talmud of the Chayzim of Lublin. So the Yismach Moshe in Eel. So the Heilige Yismach Moshe. So what's happening? There was a Shiksa. There was a Shiksa. And the Shiksa, her son is very sick. Very sick. And she goes to one doctor. The doctor says, lady, this kid is dead in 6 weeks. He's dead. This is a machla, cannot be cured. Mother doesn't give up the Shiksa. Not a doctor. Second opinion. The second opinion is in the world, Dr. Lampert. So he goes, the second opinion. 6 weeks. This machla is incurable. Especially in those days, in the early 1800s. Incurable. Third doctor. Incurable. She's just desperate. Her mother is very dedicated. Desperate. She tells her friends, is there any doctors, anybody, somebody, is there holy hope? So another shiksa says, you know, there's a wunder rabbiner by the Juden. There's a wunder rabbiner in this town of Eel. And go to the wunder rabbiner. You never know. The wunder rabbiner has done amazing things. Go to the wunder rabbiner. Kids of the shiksa sits out. The gabbin doesn't want to let her in. The shiksa's out there with her son, waiting to see the Rebbe. The Gabbe sees the shiksa, doesn't want to let her in. And the Rebbe, the lady's crying. The Rebbe hears a tumult and joy, and he comes out, what's going on? There's a shiksa, he wants to come and see the Rebbe. Don't let shiksa into the Rebbe. Lazira. Shiksa comes to Ryan by the Rebbe. Rebbe, please, you've got to help my son. Is a Bishbet Mavis, three doctors already said he's going to die for sure. Three doctors said he's going to die for sure. Is there any hope? Is there any hope? Doctor says, no hope, no hope. Please, Rabbi, please, something, please, Rabbi, maybe, please, my only son, please, you got to help me, please, Rabbi. Right, bring the child. Brings the child in. The child's very young, 6 years old. Rabbi looks at the child and says, come here. Listen, tell me. You know who the Jews are? He says, yeah. Can you promise me now? You're very young. Can you promise me now? You're 6 years old. Can you promise me now that when you get older, you'll do good for the Jews? You'll think good for Jews and do good for Jews? Do you promise that if you ever have a chance in life to do good for Jews, you'll do it? The little boy says, yes, I promise. If I grow up and I live, if I have a chance to do good for Jews, I'll do good for Jews. Rebbe says to the mother, you know what? He should have a lot of nachas with him. He should grow up to be a healthy young man. She goes out, very happy. 6 weeks pass by. Kid's in wonderful shape. 10 years old. 4 years, 5 years go by. She makes a big party already. 4 or 5 years of the kid's Baruch Hashem. He's doing wonderful. Kid eventually grows up. He's very intelligent, and he goes to the university there in Hungary, and he had a choice. He really came from a very lowly background. He could have become a peasant, but he had a desire to go to the university and to raise the level of his family. He was really from a very low class family, but he decided he's going to raise himself up. So he decides to go to the university, whatever it will be, but he wasn't sure if he was a doctor, an accountant, a bookkeeper, or a lawyer. He wasn't sure what to become, a doctor, an accountant, or a lawyer. Choice a lot of nice Jewish boys have to make all the time. Here's this guy's making the choice. Now, what does he choose to become? So, he becomes a lawyer. Decides to become a lawyer. Nishkein doctor, Nishkein accountant, a lawyer. Becomes a lawyer, and he's very, very bright. And he gets himself a great reputation. And in a few years, he's already appointed to be a judge, a municipal judge. He's considered honest, fair, straight, as a judge. And he does so well on the bench that he gets a great reputation, becomes mamish, the chief judge of the whole district of Eel. By the time he's 28 or so, he's mamish, from the young man, he's one of the biggest judges. He's the last word. So what happened at that time, right before Pesach, Samantha Semitin wanted to make a gazette against Yidden that they can't bake matzahs, because everybody knows that they make matzahs, the Jews make the matzahs with Goyish blood. So they wanted to pass an official law in the Eel district that Jews cannot bake matzah this year, because we know that the matzah is definitely a crime. And they got a big petition going. And they had big support, and they had rallies against matzah. The Goyim were rallying against matzah. And they had to go to the court to ratify this new rule that matzah is prohibited, it's illegal. So they come to the court of this Supreme Court justice, this Goy, and he says to himself, this is my chance to do something good for Jews. I promised. But I can't openly say, you know, I can't, what am I going to do? How am I going to do? Everything with law. Everything by me goes with law. By me, I only know the law of the land. Now, at that time, it happened to be that there was an emancipation in, this is the part of the Austro-Hungarian empire. And at that time, there was a rule that the government cannot discriminate against any religion. There's a rule of absolute freedom of religion. So he gets him and says, you know, I see the rule you want to make over here to prohibit the matzahs, but you know, I am deputized by the government, by the Kaiser, that I must keep the law of the land, that's my job, and the law of the land to make this law against the Jews would be totally, absolutely in contradiction to the original law of the land, that is freedom of religion. And the matzah is a ritual bread, the wafer for the Jews, for the religion. I cannot make one law that contradicts another law. So I'd love to help you out, but it's against the rules, and I was set up here to protect the law of the land, not to defy the law of the land, so I cannot ratify this new law. And it happened many, many times in his lifetime after that, again and again, any time the Goyim came up with different gazettes, and so he managed to foil it, and he lived to be 95 years old. And the whole story of Philo, the story of how is written up in the archives in the Goyish Shadivri Hayamim in Eel, it's actually written up in the Goyish Shadivri Hayamim how this person was a very honest magistrate. He had tremendous success, and in the end of his life, he told people the reason for success in life is because he got a blessing from the Wunder Rabbiner, the Eel Aruv, the Moshe Teitelbaum, the Heilige Yisim of Moshe. So this Yid, I tell you, this Yid Meshulam, he told me the story. I know from Miami, and he's been collecting money for 20 years already. He's Be'amunah Shleima. This Yid, the Arbet Be'amunah Shleima. I know Yarbet is a particular Hasidish Yeshiva, Be'amunah Shleima. And the way he told me the story, Azamin is pilot. He's not a Satmar, he's a stoner. The way he told me the story, Azamin Geshmak, Azamin Amunah Zachamin, Azamin Bren, is Me'ayin Pashin Hartz. He told it over to me 10 times better than the way I'm telling it over to you. So I said, so what? He said, I heard a Gavaldik. I said, what'd you wait half an hour for? I'm giving you the same money anyway. I gave him a raise, Takav. I appreciate the story. But he didn't do it, because for my few dollar raise, he's not going to get rich. It wasn't worth his time. Believe me. He said, I heard this story recently from an Enikel from the Yisrael Moshe in Bar Park, a Rabbi Taitlam in Bar Park, and I pushed it. I know you like a good story, and I know you appreciate the Rabbi Shlomo, I know you appreciate the Rebbe, I know you appreciate the Heilige Zach, and I had to share with you. It was worth it to me to get it. I wanted to share with you. I know you'd appreciate it. I'm telling you, the way he told it over to you, the Zaman Knak, the Zaman Yerushalayim, the Zaman Bren, the Zaman Fire, the Zaman Slavs. Wow. Thus is Noyev Hashem. Noyev Hashem is the one who loves those who love the Rabbi Shalom. Erot li by Yisrael Moshe, even though he's from the Stolen Yeshiva, not from the Stolen Yeshiva, the Stolen Stammer, no Shabbat each other, Stolen Yeshiva, Russia, White Russia, a different kind of Hasidus and Gansen. And this is Satmer, but he had to tell me the story because he enjoys telling over something about Oyev Hashem and about Nefloy Sabboyvei.
That's an Oyev Hashem. So if you enjoy telling over Yishmak Ezachin about the, that's Stam, it's up to Chizish Maises. You should have a whole repertoire of Maises of Oyev Hashem that shows you love the Rabbani Shalom. And then Hashem says, oh, this fellow loves me. I'm going to do good things for him. Because I'll give him more stories. You have your own personal stories to tell. We all have plenty of stories. We should tell it to our children. The biggest one of the children, they're not hacking them in China, you know, then clapping them a cup. Yeah, I learned them too. Fine. Tell them stories about your own life, about your parents' life, about other people's life. Mahak zeram et maisis, and tell them uvdis, and tell them about the Rabbi Shalom. That's the best hashpah possible in the ganze Welt. And the Rebbe knows that. Rav Mashpia Talmidim, all the successful Rebbes, Rosh Hashivas, and Brisk, they have a whole Shomesh here. Brisk is very popular, because the Rabbi Yeshua, all the learning, they have a kachim, but Friday nights, what's the Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi David, they spend hours telling over the Brisk and Mises to the Talmidim, and that gives them a year of Shemayim, it gives them a sense of Messiah. That, says the Chavz of Ovis, is the sign of Oyev Hashem. He loves to see over Mises about the Rabbi Shalom and those who serve the Rabbi Shalom.